Beneficiary rights and responsibilities. What are my rights as a recipient of specialty mental health services? As a person eligible for Medi-Cal, you have a right to receive medically necessary specialty mental health and substance use disorder services from Alameda County Behavioral Health. When accessing these services, you have the right to be treated with personal respect and respect for your dignity and privacy. Receive information on available treatment choices and have them explained in a manner you can understand. Take part in decisions regarding your mental health care, including the right to refuse treatment. Be free from any form of restraint or seclusion used as a means of coercion, discipline, convenience, punishment, or retaliation about the use of restraints and seclusion. Ask for and get a copy of your medical records and request that they be changed or corrected if needed. Get the information in this handbook about the services covered by Alameda County Behavioral Health, other obligations of Alameda County Behavioral Health, and your rights as described here. You also have the right to receive this information and other information provided to you by Alameda County Behavioral Health in a form that is easy to understand. This means, for example, that Alameda County Behavioral Health must make its written information available in the languages used by at least 5% or 3,000 of its BHP beneficiaries, whichever is less, and make oral interpreter services available free of charge for people who speak other languages. This also means that Alameda County Behavioral Health must provide different materials for people with special needs, such as people who are blind or have limited vision, or people who have trouble reading. Get specialty mental health and substance use disorder services from a BHP that follows its contract with the state for availability of services, assurances of adequate capacity and services, coordination and continuity of care, and coverage and authorization of services. Alameda County Behavioral Health is required to employ or have written contracts with enough providers to make sure that all Medi-Cal eligible beneficiaries who qualify for specialty mental health services can receive them in a timely manner. Cover medically necessary services out of network for you in a timely manner if Alameda County Behavioral Health does not have an employee or contract provider who can deliver the services. Out-of-network provider means a provider who is not on Alameda County Behavioral Health's list of providers. Alameda County Behavioral Health must make sure you do not pay anything extra for seeing an out-of-network provider. Make sure providers are trained to deliver the specialty mental health services that the providers agree to cover. Make sure that the specialty mental health services Alameda County Behavioral Health covers are enough in amount, length of time, and scope to meet the needs of Medi-Cal eligible enrollees. This includes making sure Alameda County Behavioral Health System for approving payment for services is based on medical necessity and make sure the medical necessity criteria is fairly used. Make sure that its providers do adequate assessments of people who may receive services and that they work with people who will receive services to put together a treatment plan that includes the goals for the treatment and services that will be given. Provide for a second opinion from a qualified healthcare professional within Alameda County Behavioral Health's network or one outside the network at no additional cost to you if you request it. Coordinate the services it provides with services being provided to you through a Medi-Cal Managed Care Health Plan or with your primary care provider if necessary, and make sure your privacy is protected as specified in federal rules on the privacy of health information. Provide timely access to care, including making services available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, when medically necessary, to treat an emergency psychiatric condition or an urgent or crisis condition. Participate in the state's efforts to encourage the delivery of services in a culturally competent manner to all people including those with limited English proficiency and varied cultural and ethnic backgrounds. ACBH must make sure your treatment is not changed in a harmful way as a result of you expressing your rights. ACBH is required to follow other applicable federal and state laws, such as Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, as implemented by regulations at 45 CFR Part 80, the Age Discrimination Act of 1975, as implemented by regulations at 45 CFR Part 91, the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972, regarding education programs and activities, Titles II and III of the Americans with Disabilities Act, Sections 1557 of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, as well as the rights described here. You may have additional rights under state laws about mental health treatment. If you wish to contact your county's patient's rights advocate, you can do so by Patient Rights Advocates. 510-835-2505. What are my responsibilities as a recipient of specialty mental health services? As a recipient of specialty mental health services, it is your responsibility to carefully read this enrollee handbook and other important informing materials that you have received from Alameda County Behavioral Health. These materials will help you understand which services are available and how to get treatment if you need it. Attend your treatment as scheduled. You will have the best result if you follow your treatment plan. If you do need to miss an appointment, call your provider at least 24 hours in advance and reschedule for another day and time. Always carry your Medi-Cal Benefits Identification Card, BIC, and a photo ID when you attend treatment. Let your provider know if you need an oral interpreter before your appointment. Tell your provider all your medical concerns in order for your treatment plan to be accurate. The more complete information that you share about your needs, the more successful your treatment will be. Make sure to ask your provider any questions that you have. It is very important you completely understand your treatment plan and any other information that you receive during treatment. Follow the treatment plan you and your provider have agreed upon. Be willing to build a strong working relationship with the provider that is treating you. Contact Alameda County Behavioral Health if you have any questions about your services or if you have any problems with your provider that you are unable to resolve. Tell your provider and Alameda County Behavioral Health if you have any changes to your personal information. This includes your address, phone number, and any other medical information that may affect your ability to participate in treatment. Treat the staff who provide your treatment with respect and courtesy. If you suspect fraud or wrongdoing, report it. The Department of Healthcare Services asks that anyone suspecting Medi-Cal fraud, waste, or abuse to call the DHCS Medi-Cal Fraud Hotline at 1-800-822-6222. If you feel this is an emergency, please call 911 for immediate assistance. The call is free, and the caller may remain anonymous. You may also report suspected fraud or abuse by email to fraud@dhcs.ca.gov or use the online form at https://www.dhcs.ca.gov/individuals/pages/stop-medi-cal-fraud.aspx. You may also report to Alameda County Healthcare Services Compliance Officer via 1-844-729-7045. 1-800-273-8255 or email progintegrity@acgov.org. Obtain more information on Alameda County's whistleblower program here.